eyes and you, in a gleam of his eye, that what you've been told is a class of a lie. His enemies number fallen priests, men of power and the crooked police, cynics from the school of hard knocks, and a motley crowd of mismatched other old crocs who never ever gonna catch the Connemara fox. They chased him in calm, they missed him in man. He was already gone, never giving a damn. Wanted dead or alive, up the back of Dog's Bay. But by the time they arrived, he was leagues away. In an oyster bar playing dominoes, and the only clues he left his foes were a fistful of dust, a change of the locks, the words of a Chris Christopherson song, a pair of old socks, and graffiti saying, "So long, suckers. Love, the Connemara Fox." He was in Bunahound on the day of the fair, when ship-like clouds rode the summer air, and a baron thumped and a saxophone played as the people jumped and danced at the sight of the bay. They say he had long, elegant fingers, and when he was gone, magic lingered. A bolt of love that stopped the clocks from the village lane where the washing hung to the city blocks. The name on every tongue was the Connemara Fox. He left a diktat on the priest's windowsill. It said, "Croak Patrick, sunny as the paganist hill." In the whole lump of Ireland, it shone with green light. That's why they buried his power under Christian rights. And that bogus name to which it never belonged, that you can't even rhyme in a spell or a song. You're trying to put a life back into the box, and the priest ran out with a scream in the night in his cap and frocks. He never even caught sight of the Connemara Fox. Yeah, how does he feel? Box, and no one's ever gonna catch the Connemara.